in studio today. We've got a couple of special guests here. We've got District Attorney Rob Gallibois. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the invite.
Delighted to have you here. And you also brought with you the first Assistant District Attorney, Jess Alumba. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
You folks are here because you are a number of firsts. You were the first Democrat ever elected to the office of District Attorney on Cape Cod. How does it feel?
It feels great, honestly. It's been a lifelong professional dream of mine to hold this office, and I was extremely fortunate to have the team behind me to get us into office.
That's terrific. And Jess, you are the first assistant district attorney on the case, first woman in that. What it took so long?
I can't speak to the history, but I can tell you that it is really exciting to be the first woman in this role for the Cape and the Islands.
Rob, could you give me a quick summary of the history of your office? Because I don't think a lot of people, unless you're involved in it, really know how the district came about back in, 1974?
It actually began, Chappaquiddick. A lot of people are familiar with Chappaquiddick. That occurred back in July of 1969. The district attorney at the time was a guy by the name of Denise, and he was based out of New Bedford. At that time, the Cape and the Islands was part of the South Coast District. And as you might imagine, that type of case, the district attorney was getting it pretty hard from both sides. Some saying you're treating the case too lightly, others saying you're treating it too harshly. So a gentleman named Phil Rollins from Mashpee threw his hat in the ring. He was a Republican, and the next election cycle was the following year in 1970. Rollins won, and the very first thing he did was he got with his state legislators to carve out the Cape and Islands as its own district. He was successful in those efforts, and in 1974, or the next election cycle, it's a four-year seat, the Cape and Islands DA's office was born on the ballot. Rollins ran, he won, and he carried it from 74 all the way through his retirement in 2002.
And of course, Mike O'Keefe retired. Last time you ran, there was a pretty crowded field. You were the winner. What changes are you looking to make in this office?
Throughout the course of the campaign, we had a few platform issues, but the larger ones, if you will, circled around community engagement. As you indicated, Mike O'Keefe followed Phil Rollins in the seat from 2002 to 2022. So it was essentially 48 years, or nearly half a century, of the same administration. And our position was complacency was running deep within that particular administration. So folks were all about community engagement. We talked about different programs to remain connected to the people that we served. Mm-hmm. So that was a big issue. And secondly, mental health court sessions. The mental health court is a specialty session in the district court, and those exist in counties across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, but not on the Cape and the Islands. And that's kind of a large exhibit of the complacency that was in place. And folks really wrapped their ideas and arms around launching a mental health court.
If people are not familiar with what exactly is the difference between regular court and mental health court.
Sure. Well, mental health court is when you can get professionals in the field to come in and work with the struggling defendant to identify that core issue. And as we all know, if you can identify the core issue, then you can work to treat that core issue. And when you do that, you reduce recidivism by keeping us all safer.
Now, Jess, again, you are the first assistant district attorney, first female in that position ever. Define your job so people know how important the role is that you play in the office of the Cape and Islands DA.
So as a first assistant district attorney, my job is really to oversee the office. I work with all the prosecutors in our office. I handle everything from case assignments to overseeing training for staff to working with judges if there are issues in the courtroom to working with probation to working with the defense bar. If there are issues that involve our office, my job is to sort of be the point person to run that office and try to address any issues that arise.
Do you have a cold case unit? Was this something that you reestablished? And how does that work? People are always interested in the investigative process, and there's been more, I think, even more of an interest in the past couple of years through new technology, DNA, forensics, about resolving. I know sometimes they call them unsolved or unresolved cases. Tell me a little bit about what the cold case unit does with the Cape and Islands.
Sure. So we did not have a unsolved homicides unit previously. So when we came into office, we established one. We first met with our state police detectives unit to identify what cases they had listed. We then reached out to the chiefs in every department on the Cape and Islands to make sure that we weren't missing any cases for either unsolved homicides or unidentified remains. From there, we established a team of volunteers within our office. We asked prosecutors, our appeals unit, our support staff, our victim witness advocates, anyone who wanted to work on these types of cases to join our team. From there, we established assignments. So there are two prosecutors assigned to each unsolved homicide. We also have the appeals unit who's working with all of the prosecutors on these cases. And the way we are working it is every approximately 4 to 6 weeks, we meet as a team and one team presents their case. There's a trooper assigned to each of these cases as well. And so the trooper and the ADAs present the case to the team, talk about what they think next steps should be, and then allows everybody to sort of weigh in because we very much believe that the more eyes on these cases, the more ideas we'll have and the different techniques, and as you mentioned, in terms of forensics or investigative techniques we might be able to use.
Well, it's so many people actually watch so many of the police procedurals on TV and they think, oh, this is great. They'll go to the scene and then they'll just send out to the lab for DNA and they'll have everything resolved in a half hour. It doesn't work that way.
It does not. A lot of the testing takes a very long time. In fact, last week we had the crime lab out giving all of our prosecutors a training that included, you know, sort of time frames for some of these cases. And just because evidence is collected at a scene doesn't mean that the lab's going to be able to get DNA off of that evidence. Mm-hmm. There are a variety of reasons why DNA might be difficult to obtain from various pieces of evidence.
And some of the labs are not the ones even affiliated with the state or locally, they're private labs and it's not free.
That's correct. So there is a state lab that handles all of our evidence, but what testing they can do is limited to whatever technology that they have. There are a lot of private labs that are available that have testing that is more advanced and that is not free. And our budgets don't always allow us mm-hmm. to test all of these items. When I was in Plymouth County, I became aware of some grants that would be available. And I'm hoping now that I'm here on the Cape and the Islands to be able to sort of apply for and access some of those grants to allow us to do some of that testing in private labs.
D.A. Gallibois, talk about timing. They identified the lady in the dunes on Halloween of 2022. You took office a short time later.
Yes.
She was, the oldest unidentified homicide victim in the state. That story got national and international attention. That's quite a situation to walk into. Was that something that you had a heads up that you were expecting?
We weren't necessarily expecting it, as you touched upon. I believe the release was literally just a few weeks before the general election in November. Since I've gotten into office, certainly I have connected with the state troopers involved with the case, as has Jess, and we are certainly aware that there is ongoing investigation going on right now that really kind of hampers us from talking too much about it.
Sure. I know a lot of people thought, well, we know who she is now. I think a lot of people just assumed, okay, she was married to a man who's passed away, and I think a lot of people just assumed, correctly or incorrectly, it was her husband, and so that's the end of it. But that's not the end of it.
Well, in our line of work, we're not allowed to assume anything.
Okay. Anything else that you might be able to add? Was there any, did any tips come in for that at all, or was it seem like it had just, to me, it almost seemed like years ago they kind of ran out of things to look at?
I really wish I could. All I can say is it's an ongoing investigation at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to check on that. What about your presence on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard? I didn't know if the DA's office really had much of a presence there.
Right. The two islands are a part of the district, Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, and we did hear a lot of it over the course of the campaign, again, about this disconnect about the prior administration and the residents of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. Martha's Vineyard has a year-round population a little bit north of 20,000, and under the last census, I believe Nantucket comes in at around 14,000 or so. Martha's Vineyard, they have a district court of their own. It's in session 3 days a week. And what we heard a lot was that they were missing the fact that they didn't have that direct relationship with the DA's office. For a while, they had a resident that would serve as a victim witness assistant on the mm-hmm. island, but she retired about 4 or 5 years ago now, and they never replaced it. So you were missing that particular connection, having a resident working for the DA's office. I promised them that I would, in fact, hire someone from the island to work as a victim witness assistant. Made a job offer just a few weeks ago, and that person's going to be starting very shortly. Also, too, we committed to opening a permanent office on the island. We had a little bit of a space, honestly, about the size of the studio. For those not here, it's about 8 feet by 10 feet, if that. And that was our office inside the courthouse. But we were evicted by the court. The trial court owned the space. And that eviction was about 4 or 5 years ago. And again, unlike the prior administration, I'm going to honor that eviction. And we located a permanent space. I'd like to thank the chief of police for the Edgartown Police Department, who opened up his doors and gave us space within the department.
Jess, you probably oversee or are in contact with the victim's assistant through your office. Is that something that's got a pretty robust presence in the regular in the main office with the DA's office?
Yes. So we have several victim witness advocates that work with our office, and we try to have a huge presence so that victims and witnesses of cases know how to contact us. And those advocates very much serve as a liaison between the victims, the witnesses, and the prosecutors who are often in court every day and help connect that and keep them apprised of their cases and where cases stand and make sure that their information is getting to the prosecutor and to the ultimately to the court.
Now, what about drugs? I know that's something that's going on everywhere. We hear so much recently about not only the opioid epidemic, which the numbers seem to really seem to flare up during the pandemic, but now we're hearing fentanyl in just about every drug arrest and problem. Is that, I imagine that's hitting the Cape pretty hard too.
It is. We have a significant drug issue on the Cape, which we are hopeful to begin addressing in a variety of ways. We're hopeful that as the mental health court comes in, and we are also advocating for a veterans court on the Cape and the Islands, that that will also help address some of the addiction issues, as well as taking a look, a hard look at overdose cases, seeing if overdoses, each particular case, meets the requirements for a manslaughter. And looking at dealers. It's difficult to do in Massachusetts, but it can be done. And we are looking at all the overdose cases that come in to see if there is a way to start addressing some of the dealers of these deadly substances.
And DA Gallobois, is there anything that I haven't mentioned here that you think people need to know or want to know about what's happening with your office with the Cape and Islands District Attorney?
Well, I want to toot her horn for a second, if I can. She mentioned when she came into office that she formed the Unsolved Homicide Unit. Mm-hmm. And right away, I mean literally right away, within the first day of us taking office on January 4th, she began meeting with the state police detectives and Barnstable PD. But we've already announced two arrests, first-degree murder arrests, on a case from 2011. It's known down our way as the sweet potato case because the shooter is alleged to have used the sweet potato as a silencer in that particular shooting, and his DNA was recovered off of that sweet potato. Mm-hmm. So this is a case that went back about 12 years, and within the first 24 hours, Jess is meeting with the detectives on the case, and we've already announced two indictments on that particular case.
That's very impressive.
It is.
Seems like
that's why she's sitting in that chair.
That's terrific. That's why she's making changes. And Jess, anything else you want to let our listeners know about? Because there's so much back and forth between the South Shore and the Cape with people having homes down there. If people want to find out more about your programs, or they need help, or they just need information, how can they do that? What's your website? What's your phone number? What's the best way to get in touch with your office?
Our phone number is 508-362-8113, and we are working on launching a website. The previous administration didn't have one, and we're building one.
And anything else you want to add about today, Jess?
Yes, if anybody has any information on any unsolved homicides for the Cape and the Islands, there is a main number for our state police unit that we are asking folks to call. The number is 508-790-5799.
Appreciate you joining us in studio today.
Appreciate the invite, Christine.
Yes,
great to see you again.
Great to see you, too. And again, that's District Attorney Rob Gallobois. He's the newly elected and newly in office Cape and Islands District Attorney. And we've got Jess Alumba, too, the first Assistant DA. Congratulations, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Christine James, right here, 95.9 WATD.